His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In a story from Republican American, the Kenyon Food Pantry has been awarded a grant for the building's new roof. The Northwest Community Foundation awarded Fishes and Loaves Pantry an $8,000 grant to help secure a new roof for its building, the Pilgrim House. The grant made possible through the Marion William and Alice Edwards Fund, a member foundation. In addition to being home to Fishes and Loaves, Pilgrim House hosts several nonprofit gatherings, including support groups, scouts, youth karate, and events such as the Calico Fair and the Community Thanksgiving Dinner, a mission of the North Canaan Congregational Church. Fishes and Loaves serves food insecure residents of Canaan Falls Village in Norfolk. Now, all in need of food are encouraged to visit the pantry Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m. or Wednesday from 9 to 11. More information, contact Louise Riley, 860-824-7232. As of this month in Kent, the Kent Library has stopped late fees and they're adopting a conscience jar. Kent Memorial Library will no longer charge late fees on accounts for overdue items. The library cited recent studies shared by the Simsbury Library that show late fees affect lower-income patrons detrimentally. In place of that, they will have a conscience jar. The Town of Sheffield Zoning Bylaw Review Committee has a meeting, Town Hall floor meeting room. It is at 4 p.m. In Sharon, the Planning and Zoning Commission has their meeting set 5:30 at Town Hall. In Sheffield, the Planning Board has a meeting set 7 p.m. in the Town Hall first floor meeting room. Northeast Planning Board has a meeting 7:30 to 8:30. In Cornwall, 7:30 Board of Selectmen at Town Hall. The North Canaan Board of Finance has a meeting set for 7:30 at North Canaan Town Hall. In Kent, the Safety Committee regular meeting will be held Thursday at 1:15. In Sharon, the Sewer and Water Commission has their regular meeting Thursday at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Northeast Town Board has their meeting Thursday at 7 p.m. North Canaan Elementary School Board of Education meeting is Thursday, 7 p.m. at the North Canaan Elementary School. Town of Kent Planning and Zoning Commission has their meeting January 9th, a special meeting, and that will be at 7 p.m. at Kent Town Hall. On January 10th, the Bushnell Sage Memorial Library presents their first Folk Circle get-together. It's now the second Friday of every month at 7 p.m. More details at 413-229-7004. Community members invited to donate gently used clothing and household items at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School's Music Boosters Fund Drive, January 11th, 9 till noon in the school's parking lot. The drive's goal is to raise $1,000 to support Housatonic Valley Regional High School, their upcoming music appearance at the competition in Virginia Beach. Acceptable donations include clothing, shoes, accessories, backpacks, and linens. Soft goods must be in garbage bags, and small household items boxed. No loose items or books will be accepted. In Kent, students in a memoir writing program will share and read their favorite pieces from a recent class. That will happen January 11th at 2 p.m. in the Kent Memorial Library Reading Room. Michael Gage will give a lecture entitled The Farm in the Forest, Historical Ecology on the Mansfield Yale Chattelton Farm at Great Mountain Forest, January 11th at 4 p.m. at the Center on Main, 103 Main Street. The talk will focus on Yale University's forestry camp at the forest, which was built by Ted Childs in 1941 on the site of an old farm in Falls Village. A reception photography exhibit at the Cornwall Library will be held Saturday. Angels in the Architecture by Catherine Noren will open with a reception January 11th at 5 p.m. at the Cornwall Library. Look to the Future Alzheimer's Association Connecticut chapter is holding a talk where you can get educated and involved on Sunday, 1 till 2:30 at the Salisbury Town Grove in Lakeville, Connecticut. RSVP at 860-828-2828. Light refreshments will be served. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 119.70 yesterday to 28,583.68. NASDAQ starts off today at 9,068.58, and the S&P 500 at 3,237.18. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.